This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind.
All right, we got 5 minutes, Paul. Give people a briefing on the massive intensification of censorship, World Wide Web, by Facebook, Google, Twitter, all the big ones.
Yeah, I can say after the break a bit longer if necessary, but as you said, Google and Facebook are basically monopolies at this point. They're acting like public utilities. You'll notice, Alex, that back in the day, Zuckerberg, Schmidt, Jack Dorsey of Twitter, they used to talk about themselves as public utilities. In fact, there's a quote here, which I've got from Time, where Zuckerberg is talking about Facebook as a public utility. So they acted like that. They consolidated. Now they've become monopolies. They need to be treated as public utilities. This is what Steve Bannon came out and advocated 2 weeks ago. Okay? If I want running water in my house, Alex, I can only pay one company. Now, it's still a private company, but it's a monopoly. I don't have a choice. Now, at this point, Google and YouTube are complete monopolies. YouTube does not have a competitor, a serious competitor, as a video platform. Listen to this quote out of the Guardian article, Alex, hardly a right-wing publication, about Google and Facebook. They have become the medium through which we experience and understand the world. Okay, they're the new public commons. Google and Facebook are more powerful than most countries. They're bigger than any media outlet. They need to be regulated if they deny people service based on their political beliefs. It's actually illegal to do that in the United Kingdom under the Equality Act. You can't deny someone a service because they have a certain belief or if they don't have it. We also have these companies aligning with the state, with the government, to persecute people for their free speech.
And let's read this again. Put that headline back up. That's so powerful, from the Liberal Guardian. That Facebook and Google are the most powerful and secretive empires ever known in world history. They're spying on everything. And they're putting armies of SJWs in, banning people that criticize Nazis now, saying just showing Hitler is hurtful. This is beyond Soviet level or Chinese internet censorship. These people are flaming authoritarians.
And they've teamed up with the state, with government. Police are now visiting people at home in this country right now for posting things critical of Islam on Facebook. Okay, I tweeted a story about that earlier today. They have police officers who are also deranged social justice warriors using and abusing their power to direct supermarkets to change the language on their feminine product shelf because it might offend people. This has gotten totally out of control. They've aligned with the state. They've formed themselves into monopolies. And they're basically deranged thought police now in power. I mean, it came out, Alex, as a result of the James Damore thing. People looked into the Twitter profiles of the people running Google's diversity department. It was people literally advocating violence against others for disagreeing with them. It was the usual cast of blue-haired lesbian feminists talking about how obsessed they are about pronouns. You know, this literally looked like the guest list for Triggly Puff's slumber party. These are the thought police. They're now in power. They only care about power. They only care about crushing your First Amendment rights. Now they've formed into monopolies, and now it's happening. This is why Diamond and Silk are talking about a class action lawsuit. This is why prominent YouTubers, prominent social media and free speech advocates need to get behind this. Because as the congressman said, this is a civil rights issue. Something needs to change now. It's gone too far.
Look at the people that are running the censorship boards. I mean, they're just looking for power. Do they not understand how dishonorable they are?
One of those profiles literally says punch Nazis, which of course a Nazi is anyone who disagrees with a far left social justice warrior. These are the people literally running Google right now. So is it any surprise, Alex, that now insiders have come out and confirmed what we knew? They're censoring search results to hide politically incorrect information. Now we've got confirmation of that as well.
And you're saying you're leaving YouTube to make a point to have a clean break to show it's no longer has any semblance of freedom. Stay there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Over a billion views on his two Facebook channels for videos he personally did for InfoWars. I mean, that's success. They erased his Facebook. Just took it away, got rid of it. And they'd already been disappearing. I'd be like, wow, there were a lot of videos that had 14 million, 20 million, 35 million. And those just keep getting bigger as people go, wow, this got 35 million views. I need to go watch this. Nope. They just deleted his whole account now, and they're moving on to everybody else. And they told PewDiePie, who's never been political, they just don't like the fact that he's got, what is it, 18 billion views just on YouTube? They don't like that he's more popular times 50 than MTV. And the executives came and said, work with us. Let us run your operation. We won't shut you off. And he said, no way. And so they're going to start kicking him off as well. They're not going to quit. Even if you only show cat videos, if you've got 50 billion views of cats, they're going to take your channel. This is racketeering. And as Congress is now investigating and saying it's a civil rights violation because you're conservative or libertarian, to claim you have a monetization program and then politically let people go in and demonetize stuff to hurt you while Google is still running ads on the page. That's literal electronic ghettos, as Matt Drudge coined the term years ago, talking about what Facebook, Twitter, and Google are, and saying if you stay there and don't build an alternative, they will turn it into that. And now they've done it. And we've tried to build InfoWars. And that's why we had this plan months ago. But we are going to launch it today. It just so happens that today it was ready. And this is the day we had it planned for weeks. We are launching a new site. I haven't even told the crew this yet. Newswars.com. Now, we launched InfoWars in 1997. I was on air 2 years before that. But in the modern world, this is the news war. And it's a fight between those that tell the truth and those that lie. And the site has a very nice, good, clean look. Very modern look. Works really well on your mobiles. And I want to ask everybody to help share NewsWars. Plus, when they're trying to hack and bring down InfoWars or Prison Planet, it's on separate servers and systems as well. So it is a new site. And I would like to get NewsWars out to everybody today. Go get Paul Watson's article there. CNN analyst on Trump. The government's going to kill this guy. And I hope everybody will go to NewsWars. Now, they're also not just trying to censor us and shut us up. I want Paul to finish talking about this. They're also going after our funding. AdRoll, not the good company AdBlade. AdRoll works with Google. We were going to bring in $5 million this year. Sounds like a lot, but that's $5 million gross, and the products cost things, so let's say $2.5 million of money to hire new people and expand. They took it away, and now credit card companies, you name it, are saying, oh, you're Alex Jones, you're conservative, you can't. And lawyers tell me, we're going to win these lawsuits. I just don't know who to sue first. MC Diamond is in silt starting. Congress is having investigations. Lawyers are saying, look, this is a civil rights violation, cut and dry. We're just wanting to pick the right case. So a word to the wise is sufficient. They also then get lawyer groups together, and they direct all this, and they send all of our nutraceuticals to a California lab that tests for the big law firms so they can say it violates Prop 65 if you have detectable levels of anything, basically, in your products. They have to be totally clean, or they can sue you in California. Well, they tested it, and they said, okay, it's California level. What you don't think? We don't already have our stuff tested in California labs? But they really screwed up, folks. They really screwed up bad. We caught them in something that is so incredible that I could spend 3 hours on it. Wait until I get to this. I don't know when, but later in the show, we caught them. This is staggering. This is staggering what we discovered. It's like today when they're on CNN saying, we've got a plan, we're about to kill the president, we're going to kill the president, and it's a CIA black op bureaucrat who directs the black op groups. I mean, it's just like, how do you even go on air and have a headline fantastic enough for all this? And then what we caught them in is so crazy and so red-handed and so diabolical. And we've got some good brains here. And we've said, we hope, because we know at least 10 orders have gone out to media companies. We know at least 5 labs have tested it and found, of course, it's totally clean and as advertised. And then they lie and they say, but there's no value. These products are no good. You don't need this. We caught them with the very stuff we have private labeled, the main best-selling stuff at Whole Foods. We just go get the cleanest, best, top of the line that is affordable. So there's always super top of the line that's like really expensive. But you know, we have the lab endorsing and saying what great values are, the exact products, for double what we sell them. When we private labeled the exact product that they say is wonderful and good and as advertised, because liberal firms go to them and then do the test, and then anyway, and then there's the glowing review or whatever. But we have them, and we don't just have it with one of the products. You realize how big that is, folks? It's incredible. We have the same product for half the price bought from that very company across the United States, recognized as the number one vitamin B12, organically derived with the highest level bioavailability and the cleanest. Medical grade, basically. But you don't supposedly say that. It's the same stuff pharmaceutical companies get and people inject. I'm not saying do that. But we went and got the best. The very same lab has it up there as God. The best. The cleanest. Says ours is, doesn't do anything for you and is way overpriced, when ours is the exact same one and half the price. That is a royal flush smackdown. We're going to put videos together, show it side by side. And there was one other product, too. Wait till we get to that. That's right. This B12 is so good that we have to pay a lot for it, and we don't make much, but I wanted you to have the best. No weapon formed against us shall prosper if God's with us. Paul, my friend, I salute you for everything you've done. You've got the floor to finish up with the attacks, the censorship, why you're doing this, trying to get other people, obviously, to join in this, to get media to cover your video where you show all the proof of the monopoly and the activity. I mean, if we go quietly into these electronic gulags and don't scream and don't make an issue out of it, I guess we deserve what happens to us, Paul.
No, exactly. I mean, to put it in perspective, it would be like if I can't just delete Infowars.com because they don't like what we post. If they did, there'd be a massive lawsuit. You know, British Telecom, my internet service provider, can't cut off my internet service because they don't like what websites I visit, you know, unless it's completely illegal. They're a private company. Where's the argument there? Again, with YouTube, you've had them literally censor Mark Dice videos for criticizing CNN. You've had them delete Jordan Peterson's entire channel. And the point is, Alex, we have to bitch about it every single time simply to try and get back some sense of equilibrium. I mean, that's the other aspect of this. They prevent us from pushing our narrative because we constantly have to bitch about how they're censoring us every day. I don't want to talk about this. I mean, it's quite boring at the end of the day, but we need to talk about it because people aren't treating it seriously enough. So now, Alex, you've got Uber cancelling people's rides because they don't like them commenting about Islam in the course of a conversation. You've got Airbnb refusing service for people because of their political beliefs. Oh, but, if you refuse to bake a gay wedding cake, the full force of the government and the outrage witch hunt mob will come crashing down on you. So there's that double standard. And just the fact that they want to be treated as utilities, they've said it. Zuckerberg said it. Schmidt said it. Jack Dorsey said it. Okay, let's treat them like that. You know, I'm not an anarchist. I think there should be some small level of government regulation, especially with monopolies like Google and Facebook. So let's bring it on. And I think these class action lawsuits that people are talking about will be the beginning of
that. And that's the final point that we haven't added. But you make it in your video. Zuckerberg believes he's a god, wants to be president, wants to use his giant Facebook community, bigger than any country, as the Associated Press and others have pointed out, with its power and the number of people it has organized, while shutting down little people comparatively like you and I. So he wants to be president, and then he wants to use his media operation to become president, when you're not even supposed to have a media operation when you're running for office because it's a conflict of interest under their campaign finance laws. And then under campaign finance laws, they want Drudge and InfoWars shut down, claiming that we're involved in violations of campaign finance law. I mean, these people are incredible.
Yeah, and remember, they had to apologize and reverse that trending list scandal last year where they admitted it wasn't organic. They were cultivating it for a leftist bias. Now, both times on Facebook, I was banned. And by the way, it's like three strikes and you're out, so the next one I'll be out for good. Both of those times were me making a joke about feminism. That's literally how low the bar is now on Facebook. In one of them, I actually complimented a woman's appearance in the course of making a joke about feminism. That's not allowed. I was suspended, so one more strike and I'm out. Then they have these diversity meetings, which came out of the James Damore thing. Alex, they're literally like North Korean cult brainwashing. They make the employees attend their meetings to prove their loyalty to the cultish dogma of diversity, which is completely mentally deranged, as James Damore has exposed. This is crucial. People need to get on it. Support the march against Google. Support people within Google who support us, who are now leaking information. Those two steps are crucial, Alex.
And by the way, Cernovich is behind that big march against Google. He's going to be hosting in the fourth hour. I hope to be involved with that as well. Paul, thank you so much, my friend. This evil system is destined to fail. The question is, how hellish will it get before it does fall? We'll be back with the latest on North Korea.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But this, I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
Joel Skousen is our guest for the next 40 minutes or so. He's a former Marine Corps naval aviator from the Vietnam era, a patriot, author, researcher, and the editor of World Affairs Brief. His family's been fighting the globalists for a good 65, 70 years. Cleon Skousen and obviously his uncle. I got him on about North Korea because he is a noted expert on North Korea, has been predicting it'd be the big trigger point getting into all that. But we'll do that in the next segment. I wanted to bring this up to him. We have not just Clapper and Brennan talking about the coup coming against the president. I won't list it all again. We have the torture bureaucrat for these whole illegal operations. I mean, he's in the lawsuits. It's in the criminal cases. His underlings are indicted. Philip Mudd. And he's created by the Clintons, brought in. I spent an hour looking into him this morning. I knew who he was before. He's that bad. And Mueller put him in to take over the FBI under Obama 6-7 years ago. So they created the CIA office in the FBI to watch the FBI. So this is, I mean, this guy's really bad news. And he just basically said, hey, the president's, you know, hurting our government and the CIA, quote, the government's going to kill this guy. Now, you tie that into all of the stuff that's going on. I want to ask Joel Skousen what he thinks is going on here. Because the same guy said a few weeks ago that he wants to go physically assault Gowdy and that he needs to be beaten up. So this guy, I looked into him. He doesn't do the torturing and the killing himself. You know, they use the army for that and contractors and people. But the left's so out of control, they created some leftist units of psychiatrists torturing people, but they always tattled about it and had their own deal. So those are the ones going to jail, of course. But it's just crazy, the stuff that's happening. So, Joel Skousen, what do you think, as a former military officer, as an analyst, with all your contacts, this guy's particularly nasty, and I believe it's scripted when he said this on air. What do you think this is signaling, or what's behind just the crescendo of we're going to remove him in the next few months? Republicans need to bipartisanly get behind it. It's going to be sudden. It's going to be violent. And they're telling us, is this an attempt to intimidate everybody, to drive Trump's support off ahead of the attempted assassination?
You know, I think that he's really off the reservation rather than being a spokesman for the globalists. They're really much more savvy about these things and careful than to make those kind of statements in public. Clearly, you know, he's part of the deep state, and he's probably overly enthused about his new abilities to be out front. But, you know, the establishment's very, very careful about going to the assassination mode because they build the cadre of conspiracy believers every time they pull off one of these things. I mean, JFK convinced a lot of people it was a conspiracy. Then 9/11 came along. And it just blossomed into almost 40 to 50% of Americans believing that something's wrong with the American people. So I think it's a choice of last resort. It's certainly out there. And I think there's a lot of people making statements about it that really don't understand that they don't have the last say. I think that manipulation is still the order of the game because...
Well, I agree with you, but see, they're getting so desperate that they've totally lost the public. Then they were going to go to an authoritarian takeover. If they kill Trump, it marks an acceleration and a moving up of their timetable of the complete conversion of America into this fascist model that you've been warning they're going to convert to. And I think it's too early. They're going to fail. I think we're moving up their timetable, forcing them. And there are a lot of elements trying to wind this up. But here's my issue. We legally and lawfully, don't we have a responsibility now to see investigations and people being interrogated when they're openly having Clapper and Brennan talking about, well, we're about to remove him in the next few months. It's moving forward. It's bipartisan and it's not impeachment. I mean, they're trying to openly sell this, I think, to build confidence for the option of assassination.
It could be, Alex. You know, I just don't feel that they can accomplish any of these long-term goals in terms of convincing the American people to go along with an authoritarian thing without this war scenario that I've been predicting for many years of building enemies, waiting for Russia and China to attack so that they can drive us into a global new world order because our military has been taken out preemptively. And you know, that's why we're here with North Korea, because that timetable has been accelerated. And even the globalists are uncomfortable with the acceleration of the trigger event in North Korea, which is imminent now, in that Russia and China are showing multiple signs that we're not ready to go along with this yet. And it means that it's a more complex trigger event because it means that there's going to have to be a second North Korea trigger event later on, which we can explain when I talk about
it. Let's talk about that straight ahead with Joel Skousen. Trump's Fire and Fury statement and more. Infowars.com, the outpost of trying to defend the Republic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Joel Skousen here in just a moment, but I got something really important that I've got to get to and I've got to cover right now briefly. The attacks on InfoWars are massive and are intense and are very complex, very sophisticated, but also very ham-fisted sometimes. They're shoveling so much money at us to try to shut us down and shoveling so much money at disinfo operators and criminal groups. I mean, it's just insane. And everything they do just ends up blowing up in their face. And it's got to be Providence, because you cannot make this type of stuff up. Kit Daniels is about to publish an article on this to Infowars.com and to Newswars.com, the new site. Let me document Cam for TV viewers, and I'm going to narrate this for radio listeners, but you can go to Infowars.com and see this for yourself. Now, BuzzFeed has had a reporter off and on for 6 months or longer following me around. I mean, the guy's been living in Austin part-time and in between, I guess, New York City. And BuzzFeed is admittedly funded by Soros, the Democrats, and consortiums. They create the fake PP gate things, all of it. So that's what they do. They manufacture things. Now, get ready for this. And this is only part of it. They write this huge report. They get our supplements. They send them to a big California lab in San Francisco. Now, why is that? Because they have Prop 65, where there can be less lead in your products than there is in the air. So it's basically set by lawyers who wrote it, admittedly, so that they can sue companies that don't have absolutely pure everything. Well, I've said I want to go out in my research and find what the best-selling supplements in America are that are tried, true, and on huge platforms are supported, double, triple tested, and are seen as the best. And then we go out, and sometimes it takes us years to get one of the top producers to let us private label it. And of course, now that this is out, they'll probably try to get this group not to sell it to us. But in their own test of our B12, and they did one more, too, that they didn't know was private labeled that they tested as well. And they say, oh, it's just regular bottom B12. Yeah, it's totally clean. That's a feat. Just, oh, yeah, by the way, it's as advertised, totally clean. But it should be $10, not $40. When we don't sell it for $40, we sell it for $17.76. So it's lies, lies, lies. The top price is $30. It cost us more than $10 a bottle. That's how good it is. Because, you know, we want to sell you the very best product, private label it, then lower the price, because then all the supplement Nazis, people that are really into it, they now know, oh, Jones really does have good stuff. Then we sell lots of it. You know, Wurzel gets his story right when he says, Jones is wildly supplement line, wildly successful. Why do you think it's wildly successful? When I go out and try to produce a whey, I go to the top companies that have the best records that are organic, that are grass-fed, and then I'd sell for $5 less than the very same stuff that's sold at Whole Foods. But there's no testing of what's going on at Whole Foods. Oh, no, no. So let me just go over this briefly for you. Here's the big news story, because there's so many angles. They show in this report our vitamin B12. Okay? And they say, what more do you say? It's just vitamin B12. It should be, you know, $10, or there's $10 a product in it. Strange actually got that right. But what do you say? It's just vitamin B12, okay? Now, do you know where we get our vitamin B12? We buy it from the company that Labdor has tested, and out of dozens and dozens of vitamin B12s, the top brands in the country, they give Life products the same stuff we sell. They give it the highest rating and say it's clean, super high quality, and is a great deal at $33. Excuse me, $35. Now, we sell the exact same stuff, just private label, that means our sticker on it, our labeling, for $17.76. Now, here's the big scam. On their site, they say how great vegan safe B12 is and how it's the highest rated they've tested.
Yeah, that's why we sell it. See, that's what we do.
So that when we knew you went and tested our products and all this went on, that people find out we were the best. But then they had a problem. How do they spin that? Well, they go, oh, look, his Anthroplex has about $5 a bottle worth of zinc in it, and that's not a lot of zinc. That's because we don't put fillers in, and it's used as a drying agent. So it's a filler that isn't a filler that we need to make the capsules go together. And it's seen as the natural healthy thing that isn't a filler, but does that in the manufacturing process. Then it's got all these other ingredients in it. So we're not advertising it as a zinc product. It just has some zinc in there that's good for you and is used in the drying. And then we've got all these other ingredients, but you're saying it's $30, but there's $5 in product, but they don't show you the back of the label where it's got all these other things in it. They say there's only $5 of product in it by selectively saying zinc, knowingly lying. And the lab is telling them this while they have reviews of the exact same product as number one and a good deal at $35. And I'm giving you the exact number one rated by my adversaries. 1776. I mean, you could not. And here's the problem. Look at all these notes I've got. I could talk for 10 years about the lies in here. It's like a mentally retarded weasel or something wrote it. I mean, it's just too much. But it just keeps happening like this. And I'm going to leave the other one till later. Article's going up. I've got to go back to Joel Scales. We've got serious stuff going on in the world. But this is how they're coming after us. This is what, in fact, Daria thinks Wurzel is actually a fan. And this is his bosses don't know that he's sabotaging them every time he does it. I don't think that's the case. Because, I mean, you're not going to send it to a lab, and then they're the lab, and then they know, and then they're the lab that has the same product, and they don't know. They're just lazy. We've got, like, elderberry that's known to make kids healthy, and they go, this is a scam. No, he tried to treat autism. Well, this wouldn't even say autism, and there's no health benefits to this. There's like a whole section of Whole Foods of elderberry. It's absolutely known. And again, they've got elderberry products on Labdoor certifying and how great it is and how clean it is and how good it is. But then with the very same lab then sits there and says how bad our B12 is. I mean, they say, okay, it's clean, totally clean, and, you know, as advertised, except it should be $10, not 40 or whatever. All of it lies. So, Joel Scales, and I appreciate you coming on while I did that breakdown of that. We're getting to North Korea and more, but you're a smart cookie on all this. I've really been concerned that some of these other unethical groups we'll actually get our products and spike them for false testing. So to have BuzzFeed and an adversarial Democratic Party-connected big group out in California connected to all these big lawyers and the whole testing scheme they've got going on out there, this is going to be some of our bigger definitive proof. We have third parties testing it. We get it from the top labs. And we're already doing all the things we need to do to be successful and protect ourselves and get good products to our listeners. But thank God that they did this hit piece, but then had to certify we've got totally clean products, which is a feat. But what do you make of that blowing up that way particularly?
Well, I can tell you, Alex, that your counter to these false charges and things is far more effective than what people are going to read or believe on BuzzFeed. So I think this is ultimately going to be counter-effective, but they're not going to stop. They're after you because you are effective, and they're not going to stop ever. So we have to get used to it and roll with the punches. But I think your listeners are sufficiently loyal that they're going to believe and understand that you do provide excellent products. And I think they're going to continue to support you.
Well, why wouldn't I want to sell products, even if I was a sociopath, sell products that work so people want them again? I don't understand why. Of course we went out and did market research and found what's the best, what's the most effective, what does the FDA leave alone and admit works, what has studies, and then we don't even make claims, even though I've had an FDA lawyer in here and a former inspector, because we knew this was coming, and they said, listen, you can make claims, Alex. You're not going far enough. But again, It's just amazing that the very lab they used separately said that the place we get our stuff from is the very best, but then they separately tested ours and said it was a ripoff. I mean, does that not catch them red-handed?
It's almost laughable, Alex. But, you know, you've really exposed it when Labdoor sells the same stuff and gives it a different rating. That's real hypocrisy.
Well, listen, I've been ranting here. Let's get into North Korea. Let's get into where you think Trump is right now, where this country's going, as you co-host this hour with us, Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com.
But the important thing to remember is that you've got a war going on in the White House of globalists and neocons trying to keep Trump from doing an effective preemptive strike against North Korea. And I outline in today's World Affairs Brief, which people can get by simply emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. I outline the military strategy that I think as a former Marine Corps fighter pilot that they've got to do to preemptively stop North Korea from a massive retaliation. In other words, there's three major North Korean sectors where they can project power rapidly towards South Korea or Guam or Hawaii, and one are the ballistic missiles, which right now really don't have anything but conventional warheads. The Japanese proved that in the last ICBM test where they launched the warhead and it came back into the atmosphere, it burned up and exploded. In other words, they haven't got the technology to be able to keep a warhead from burning up upon reentry where the temperatures are extremely high. Warheads glow as they're coming into the atmosphere, but they're not supposed to burst into flames. The North Korean warhead burst into flames. So we're looking at a conventional threat from missiles, which is not that hard to defend again. But the other two triads of this three-legged offensive capability of North Korea are a massive air force, mostly MiG-21s, but they do have 40 MiG-29 aircraft, which have long-range capabilities. The reason that's effective is not so much that they can go up against our F-16s and South Korea's F-16s and Marine Corps F-35s that are in South Korea, but the U.S. needs to have absolute air superiority to take out fully the artillery threat to South Korea. Because a lot of those artillery units, 170-millimeter big guns, long-distance artilleries, are built into tunnels and caves in a series of four ranges of mountains north of the DMZ, where they can come out on self-propelled vehicles or on railroad tracks and back into the tunnels after they're shot so that any retaliation is blunted. And the U.S. needs to have air superiority so they can run roving combat patrols over those areas and immediately attack those guns when they come out. But this third triad leg is the artillery force. They've got about 15,000 tubes in the open out there in the DMZ, which has North Korea in range. So anything that Trump does, whether in a reaction to whatever North Korea does, North Korea can start an artillery barrage of Seoul within seconds after that. So that's a real threat. And so those three legs, the missile fields and the storage depots for missiles, the aircraft airfields, and there's about 11 to 15 airfields that have to be taken out, as well as a mass of artillery tubes, those have to be done in a preemptive strike in order to make sure that North Korea can't effectively retaliate.
Sure, and I'm not a former naval aviator like you are, and a guy that's actually drop bombs in combat. Isn't the issue here, I mean, I'm not wanting war. If we're really going to do it, don't we use a bunch of tactical nuclear weapons on the DMZ to completely wipe them out in a preemptive strike? I mean, I don't want nuclear war, and it seems like the way to stop it, if you're going to hit them, you've got to fully decapitate their military, you've got to block them, or they're going to human wave attack, as they've been trained to do, come out of those tunnels, totally brainwashed. They're going to overwhelm a lot of the forces there, and then we're going to be in a big quagmire, and we're not going to be able to get all their 100,000 artillery pieces unless we just bomb the entire DMZ with tactical nuclear weapons.
Well, obviously, from a military point of view, using tactical nuclear weapons as part of the preemptive strike would be the only effective way to take out the entire artillery forces. But I think, I'm positive, in fact, within my military sources there, that that's not on the table on a preemptive first strike. It's got to be conventional at first. And a conventional strike, in the way I'm outlining it, you could get all of the airfields with cruise missile strikes, all of the missile fields simultaneously with about half of the artillery. The rest of the artillery can be taken out over a period of week. And I can tell you that that will lessen the effect of it. It won't stop it completely. But I can tell you that the waves of human assault troops coming across the DMZ and their armored corps don't have a chance once the U.S. has air superiority over the battlefield. You just simply can't run human waves and tanks across open terrain without getting bombed to death from an enemy that's got air superiority. And so here's what I'm saying, though. The globalists are basically telling Trump, now you can't do anything until North Korea actually strikes the U.S. In other words, they want to wait until there's an actual strike. Now, Kim Jong-un, unfortunately, in terms of the globalist point of view, has said, I'm going to strike Guam by August 15th or so. Now, he's not meaning strike Guam, but he's going to take four ballistic missiles, throw them at Guam, and supposedly target them to be 30 or 40 kilometers offshore. Now, I can tell you, from a military standpoint, when you got Naval Base Guam and you've got Anderson Air Force Base with B-1 bombers, you've got three nuclear-powered attack submarines.
It's a terrorist act to fire these not very well-guided missiles at the island. I mean, we got to respond to this.
That's right. And what I'm saying is there's no way a military force or a president like Trump is going to accept those missiles coming in and depend upon North Korea to actually miss the island.
So we're coming up on a real crisis. I mean, you've never talked like this before. I know you really think that this is it could be it, and I agree. This is really, really serious, and we all have a sick feeling I've never had before. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
Pascal's known for, I don't know, 18, 19 years. I've never really heard him advocating strikes or preemptive strikes. He was against, you know, the Iraq war, all these things. And now here he's saying we probably need to hit North Korea first. I mean, at least if that's on the table. So let's talk about that. I mean, why it's led you to this point and what you're saying.
Well, it's important to realize that even though I'm a libertarian, I disagree with Ron Paul and other libertarians who have tend to have been influenced by the globalist manufacture of war, like Iraq. These were globalist wars of intervention. These were not true enemies of the United States. But North Korea, Russia, and China are true enemies of the United States. They are building weapons of mass destruction aimed specifically at taking down the West, not the cities. They want to decapitate the U.S. military. And the globalists actually want to go along with that, as you know, and I've told your listeners before. A decapitation strike on the U.S. military will serve their purposes in stampeding Americans into believing that the only way to save themselves is to join a militarized global government. But the key to understanding the North Korean situation, it's been preserved as a trigger event. That's the only thing that explains why the U.S. has dealt permissively with North Korea versus Iran, which has just been ruthlessly persecuted for a nuclear program that is much further behind than North Korea, and a missile program to boot.
Yeah, that's the question. Why did Bill Clinton and the globalists and Jimmy Carter enable North Korea even more than China?
Because they know that the Russia and China are going to use North Korea as the trigger event to start World War III. You know, it's the perfect foil to have a crazy man start the war. Then Russia and China say, hey, it's not our fault. You know, the crazy man started the war, but the U.S. intervened, and we have to back our ally, and so we're going to nuke the United States. So it's very, very convenient to keep an unstable, immature. Actually, he's not crazy. He's actually fairly smart, but he's spoiled rotten. He has delusions of grandeur, and China allows that to happen.
Oh, yeah, you can't fake the power trips that guy is having. A few years ago, he looked a little bit scared, but now something happened, and he just looks like a complete demon.
Well, the key to understanding what's going to happen, though, is this Guam situation. You see, the globalists are telling Trump, you can't do anything unless he actually attacks. Well, you know, Kim could play that game forever, just threatening and not attacking and allow him to buy more time to build more missiles and more nuclear weapons capability.
And then when he fires a real attack, we don't know that that was a real attack. We just think it's another test.
That's right. But in firing four missiles at Guam, I can tell you, the U.S. at a minimum is going to shoot down those four missiles with this THAAD anti-missile system that is present. They got a unit on Guam. They also have other Aegis destroyers that are moving into the area that can use the Aegis missile system to shoot down any of these warheads.
And don't really they have some even bigger anti-missile missiles right there in Kauai, Hawaii?
That's right, but not in Guam. They're going to use the Guam assets. Hawaii is too far away, you know, to effectively deal with that. In fact, they could even use the THAAD system in South Korea that could hit these missiles in their boost phase, which when they're most vulnerable, shooting out a big trail of flames.
Isn't that the way to do it, is you blow them up at 20,000 feet?
Or even less. I mean, yeah, they can get them in the boost phase from South Korean forces, and if those miss, they can get them as their incoming glowing warheads towards Guam. But the key to remember is that Trump now has the excuse to go after North Korea because they've attacked Guam. And it's not enough to say we're only aiming for the shore. Trump can say...
That's right. Let's talk about it in 70 seconds when we start the third hour. Joel Skousen is our guest, worldaffairsbrief.com. Key information, great analysis.
GCN Live.
Looking at every angle of this, ladies and gentlemen. This is all a very dangerous time.